Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Larry Broughton's in the house. Welcome.
Hey, it's great to be back. Repeat offender.
Glad to have you with us. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. You can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. Guess my boys took the... My boys...
Quiet.
There they are.
I'm broadcasting.
Thought they took the day off today. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Every once in a while, our scheduling comes out just perfect because today, today's one of the few days that we're not celebrating food. And, you know, I've beaten anorexia, so frequently I'm celebrating food. But October 26th, we can celebrate October 26th, many of us together. And Larry, it's when you'll probably fit right in on. Today is National Day of the Deployed, honoring the Day of the Deployed men and women out there serving our country. Larry, you
awesome.
Did that. I don't want to mention how many years ago. We're not going to go there, Larry.
Many of your listeners weren't alive.
There we go. You know, so we can all say a hearty thank you. It is amazing, and I mention this as frequently as I can because I am a big believer that regardless of how silly the season is right now, we got our elections going on. It's crazy listening to if the people that are running for office were half as terrible as their opponents make them out to be, you'd wonder why they're not in jail or ostracized from the world as opposed to running for elected office. Just saying that, but all because of the men and women of the military, that they can go out there, say what they have to say. You can get jerks like Colin Kaepernick doing what he's doing. And it's all because of the men and women of the military who have gone out there and fought and served for our rights, our Constitution, so we can do what we do. And I'm going to say it again. I've said this before. The First Amendment of the Constitution is for people to say stupid things. They wouldn't need a First Amendment if everybody agreed on what was being said, just the way it is. So thank you, a very, very heartfelt thank you to the men and women of our military who are deployed for the entire world.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk a little more about that because there is a good news story that will be coming up. I'm going to share a little bit about that one as well. We're checking out the Dow Jones Industrial Average, up 47 points right now. Oil down 44 cents a barrel, which translates into a $2.228 national average on gasoline. Here in the state of confusion, we are paying $2.772. The only place that's higher in gas than us is the oil producing state of Hawaii. It's amazing how we can, of course, that's our tax system here. Unbelievable how we can pay so much in taxes and continue to vote for the same people to keep charging us extra money. And the money, if you recall, before cap and trade and before Benedict Arnold Schwarzenegger came into office, the idea for that money was to pay for our roads. Do you think we have the best roads in the country for the amount of money that we're spending having the second highest tax prices or gas prices in the country? Just a thought, 42 cents, 42.35 cents exact, of every gallon of gas is going to taxes. Amazing. U.S. 10-year Treasury yielding 1.78% right now. Again, that is a painful number for our seniors. Commerce Department reports sales of new single-family homes rose 3.1% last month to an annualized rate of $593,000. Even though it went up, the number wasn't good. Wall Street was expecting a 600,000-unit rise. Just a thought right there. Moving into the news of the day, and here is our good news story of the day. Well, I guess it's good news and bad news. I'm going to report the good news part of it because we did talk about the bad news about a week, 2 weeks ago, when once again our law enforcement came under fire. Jose Gil Vega is his name. One of the officers in Palm Springs was killed. Obviously, we thank him for his service and his family. But a beautiful story. I don't know if you saw this on the news. They probably didn't cover this because they were too busy covering stupid stuff from the election or from the campaigns. But Vanessa Vega, went back to school yesterday for the first time since her father was killed 2 weeks ago, with a dozen police officers escorting her. She wanted her to know that law enforcement will always be with her. They will always be by her side. You got to love it, the way law enforcement does. Unfortunately, they come out. I'm not how you really put that properly. It's great to see that they come out for these type of issues. It's a shame that they need to come out, and it's a shame there's still these lunatics out in our country that are doing this kind of stuff to law enforcement. Those men and women out there putting life on the line every day for you and I, and then you get goofballs like Kaepernick who sit down during the national anthem. It just drives me nuts. There was one nice thing. At least we did not see that last night during the World Series. We showed the fans of Cleveland, showed the respect that our country has or that we should have for our country for what has been accomplished here. Regardless of what you hear from the politicians, I will still share. And we've got all of our deficiencies within our system. We've got people that do wrong things. Still is the greatest country in the world. And we've got to always remember, regardless, we always look that we can do better. I think that is a great trait of our people, of our citizenship, of our society, looking to do better. But remember, we are still the United States of America. We've got people like Kaepernick and be jerks. See, what he would do if that was happened in Russia, if he did that in China, if he did that in North Korea, probably would only do it one time. If he was dumb enough to do it the first time, there would not be a second time. They've got their own method of dealing with people. So regardless of what we hear in the news, still is the greatest country on earth, and remember that. And we need to honor those people who have served to get us to where we are. Harken the day still, Benjamin Franklin, it's amazing how brilliant some of our founding fathers were and some of the early leadership. Democracy, and I think it was Benjamin Franklin the first one, democracy is the worst form of government on earth next to every other one. Think about the way that comes out because you've got all the negatives in there. He's saying it's the best there is, but we've still got a long way to go and a lot of growth that we can do. Another good story finally coming out. It took long enough. This one should not have ever hit the news, but did. Talk about breach of contract to the ultimate level. The U.S. Department of Defense breaching their contract with members of the California Army National Guard. How could you possibly even come anywhere close to doing something this stupid? Right? The contract is we will, as the government, pay a signing fee to people going to military service of $15,000. I think it was a reenlistment fee of $15,000. Supposedly, the people who were doing that and signing the paperwork were not authorized to make that kind of an agreement, but they did. And there were soldiers that accepted that agreement, about 2,000 of them. And they're now asking them to give that money back. How in the world can we do something like that in our country? Unbelievable that we can. That there are people that are out there.
Doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
And I can only ask the president what his opinion is of this.
So I know who's ass to kick.
Yeah, so apparently, after all this time of this being in the news, U.S. Secretary of Defense finally said Tuesday that he is ordering the Pentagon to suspend its effort to recover the decade-old debt. Suspend its effort? Why isn't there a bill fast-tracked in Congress to say this is not a, that these people don't owe any money, that the money that they've been, should be given back to the people who, when it served, they fulfilled their part of the contract. Do you know any other contract that you can say retroactively that we're going to breach the contract and then garnish people's money? Unbelievable how anybody can even think that there's some logic in that. Why has it taken this long for the suspension to take place? Why have we not seen a one-item bill go through Congress? I wonder if there'd be anybody that would not agree to say this is wrong, it needs to be rectified. Even the president should be able to sign this one, regardless of which party brings it forward. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, what to expect when inspecting a home? How is my credit utilization ratio calculated? Steps to get control of your finances, a couple new books that Larry's got coming out, and we're going to see what Larry thinks about some of our leadership that's going on right now. I wonder if I can get an idea of what his thought process might be on some of this. A little transparency there. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by our friends over at Processing for a Cause. Do you take credit cards? If you do, you're paying a fee. How about a company that takes part of that fee? They match almost every rate. I've never seen one where they didn't match the rate that your company is paying for credit card processing. If they do, they'll give you $500 anyway if they can't match your rate. But if they do match the rate, if you do convert to them, they're going to give 20% of the processing fee back to the nonprofit organization of your choice. So if you're already giving money to a nonprofit, maybe processing for a cause can help out with that on your bottom line. Think about that concept. They're a great company. They're also related to the largest processing company in the world, so it's not like it's a fly-by-night. What to expect when home inspecting? So you made an offer for real estate. It's accepted. Now you have to figure out, do you want the property or not want the property? It's time for due diligence. So home inspecting is one of the items I highly recommend. How do you choose the inspector, though? Because they're, believe it or not, in this day and age of regulation, there is no regulation on a home inspector. So even somebody like me who does not know which end of a screwdriver to use, I could go out, hang a shingle, say that I'm a home inspector, give you a report, and charge you a fee. So what do you want to know? These are some areas that you should really be looking at. Number one, what are the qualifications of the inspector? Seems pretty simple. Take a look at some sample reports. Get some references. Find out if they have any memberships to any organizations. Some inspectors are actually contractors or retired contractors out there. So they really know what they're doing. They know what the laws are. They know what the rules and regulations are. Maybe you want to check on that. Do they have errors and omission insurance? Or again, are they the individual that goes and sticks a Christmas light into a plug and says, yep, it works? Think about that. That's all they need to do, and they can charge $100 for that report. Amazing. Do some due diligence. Get some great counsel on help, a referral for that. Give me a call. I can put you in touch with the right people that understand how to do these. Bottom line, they say ignorance is bliss, but not when investing your hard-earned money in a home or of your own. Think about that. If it's somebody else, well, it's not even for somebody else, I wouldn't recommend that. Work with a professional you can trust to give you the most information possible about your new home so you can make the most educated decision about what's probably the largest purchase you're going to make in your lifetime. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by Processing for a Cause. I highly recommend, if you wanted me to put you in touch with the folks over there, I'd be happy to do that. And I always enjoy, Larry, when you come in. Larry Broughton's with us this morning.
Thanks, Ron.
I know you're always running around the world, so yeah. our time with you, I know, is always limited. We try and get as much filled into a short period of time because you've got Broughton Hotels, Broughton Advisory Group, Ugozi,
yeah,
if I pronounce it right.
That's right.
You're on TV all the time. You've got your own show now, or you're on a show on a regular basis,
yep,
or
a couple of them. Yep.
Are you still talking to the military?
I am. Yeah. Anybody who will listen, actually.
and you know something, I share with people all the time what you told me. I don't know, a few visits ago,
yeah,
that you came out and started talking more and more to our military men and women, having served yourself,
yeah,
as a Green Beret. That they'll actually listen to somebody like you and they'll listen to somebody like me because of the credibility.
Absolutely. I think that's the good lesson in life when we're trying to expand our message is to speak your affinity groups first.
Uh-huh.
People who automatically know, like, and trust you because you walk the same path that they've walked.
Well, you're exactly right there. I mean, when you think about it, people will come up. If I go and talk to the same group, I can have the same message.
Sure.
But they're not going to hear it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because you've got that credibility. You've been where they've been.
Yeah.
I can talk about things that I've learned from somebody like you,
yeah,
but that's not firsthand.
Yeah, and I'm not suggesting that just because you're not a veteran that you can't speak to veterans. It's just that I think that they will accept you more readily if you are.
Sure.
But, you know, like a lot of groups, I think that they can sniff out phonies pretty quickly.
And I'm sure that, you know, like you and I have talked about in the past, and I've shared many times on radio, I'm sure in every walk of life, there's that percentage that are phonies. I think probably in the military, the retired military, to me, maybe it's just because I look through rose-colored glasses. I think that the military has probably sniffed them out themselves.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Listen, there are a lot of posers even in the military, people pretending and beefing up their military records because, for whatever reason, it's a psychological thing, I think. But, yeah, a lot of veterans and retired military are kind of notorious. They can smell BS.
Sure.
You know,
well, yes,
we need more of that in our society, frankly.
Well, that kind of brings us to two things. I want you to share that report you were telling me about during the commercial break about the police officer.
Well, first of all, Ron, I love your show because it seems like you always have your finger on the pulse of what's going on around, and you're not afraid to call, you know, BS sometimes. And so just in your run-up to having me here, you've brought up a lot of good points. And What I find very interesting is that the public sentiment, according to the most recent Gallup survey that just came out a couple of weeks ago, showed that 76% of Americans, both white and non-whites, have a quote-unquote great deal of respect for law enforcement. And that's up from 64% just a year ago. And they've asked this question 9 times, I think, since like the late 60s. And given all of the, you know, negative media that we see about law enforcement, it's really interesting that our citizenry don't believe it.
Well, the part of that goes back to something that you shared with us probably 1 or 2 visits ago about everybody needing to serve in some way.
Sure.
Right. And I've quoted that many, many times. One of the things I think that we're missing is there's 76% of the people who said are finding that a lot of respect for law enforcement.
Yes.
But there's only 2 or 3% that make the news.
Yeah.
Right. That's the problem, is 76% need to get up, stand up and be heard.
Yeah. Well, I think we are so afraid of doing that nowadays. I mean, if you stand up and buck the quote-unquote popular sentiment, whether that popular sentiment is accurate or not, what's being portrayed, then you have a tendency nowadays of being called, you know, a racist or a homophobe or whatever the classification is.
You just put
the
them all in the term of deplorables.
Deplorables.
Oh, yeah. Not that I want to go too far there.
Yes, you could probably do that. And it's very sad because what that I think implies is that we aren't a very smart population. And it is true, it takes effort to get educated on topics. It really does. And we do have a tendency because we have lived the good life for so long. And frankly, for most people, they don't think that their way of life is really at risk. I mean, you go to some areas of the world when they know that if they cast that vote,
sure,
that it really makes a difference.
Right.
And for so many years, there really wasn't that much of a difference between the Democrats and the Republicans in this country. You're still going to have a democracy. At least that's what the feeling has been, that it really doesn't matter how well-educated you are. Well, things are changing.
Sure.
Things are changing pretty quickly.
Well, the worst part about it is when you see, and I forgot what city it was, but there was a lady police officer just recently who decided that she was not going to fire her weapon,
right,
and ended up getting the crud beat out of her.
Her head was pounded into the concrete. Handfuls of hair were pulled out of her head.
Right, because she was worried about what the news would look like.
That's right.
Right, and that's a shame when our law enforcement has got to that point where they're worried about the news instead of their own life, their own safety.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs. And, the good news, if there is good news that comes out of stuff, is that people are actually starting to pull back the curtain and look into a lot of the misinformation that's being put out there. And what, you know, the real studies are showing at this point is that there are more white felons that are being killed or shot by police officers than there are blacks. Now, my hope and prayer is that those types of real statistics get out there and it kind of lowers the boiling point or the simmering kind of stuff that's happening right under the surface. That's my hope. My fear, however, is that that's not popular. It doesn't sell. And there's still going to be people who capitalize on, you know, poking the stick into the beehive.
Where does the leadership come into this, Larry?
Listen, we are really beginning to hurt in this country. I think that we have a bunch of fraidy cats and greedy SOBs that are out there. When I say leadership, what we're talking about now is just political leadership. The truth is our politicians aren't leaders anymore. They're politicians. I know that I'm painting with a broad brush. There are absolutely exceptions. But
sure,
if you look at the top of both political parties right now, it's a sad state of affairs. And they're just afraid to do the hard right over the easy wrong. That, in combination with just blatant corruption and, you know, money, and people are willing to put party over country. And that is a dangerous, dangerous move.
It is dangerous. And, you know, what we're seeing, the danger really comes from, or what's happening there, is you see a police officer like this because of poor leadership, that she's not doing what she was trained to do. You see that with our military, with the the Navy in the boat, what, 6 months ago or so, where they were captured or because they were not getting the right leadership. And again, it's putting a political agenda in front of, and I want to talk to you when we come back, because I believe that the number one best weapon that we have, and you obviously have experienced a lot more weapons than I have, is deterrence.
Yeah.
And I wonder what role leadership has. We use it in the deployment of deterrence. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, leadership, a couple of new books, hotels. We're going to talk all about that with Larry Broughton when we return. How's my credit utilization ratio calculated? And some easy steps to get control of your finances. We've got a lot to chat with you about. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you missed part of our broadcast, about a half million people a month are checking out our replays, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a minute.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. How is my credit utilization ratio calculated?
And why would you care? Well, the credit utilization ratio is going to count between 30-35% of your credit score. You take the limit on your credit card, divide that by the amount of usage of that same credit card. So if you've got a $1,000 use on a $10,000 limit, you've got 10% utilization. The ideal number is stay below 30% utilization to have the best credit scores that that section will give you. They do look at both the per card utilization and the overall utilization. So how do you trick the system? I wouldn't want to tell you how to trick the system, but I will anyway. What the heck? Make sure that you pay your credit card bill right before the statement closing date. If you wait until after the statement closing date and before the due date, serves you no benefit. The benefit comes from paying right before the statement closing date. So that means you have to go online, find out when your statement closing is, go online about a week before that, make sure your payment arrives before the closing date, and that way your balance will be as low as possible at closing date, which will then yield you the best possible credit score. The other issue that you might want to be looking at is set up a text alert within that credit card so it notifies you when you get close to or over that 30% threshold. Pretty simple stuff. You just have to implement now. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation with Larry Broughton, a lot of great information. We always end up, we think what we're going to talk about, Larry, and then we go on these tangents and then have to rush at the end. But tell me, what are your thoughts? I mean, the idea of leadership, deterrence, with where we're at in this world right now, both from a local police standpoint, law enforcement, and from a military standpoint.
Yeah, well, I think deterrence is when it comes to both national security, any level of security, I suppose, deterrence is a very important element, I believe. Now, I'm probably going to get some interesting emails from this next comment, but I remember being in the military and seeing T-shirts and bumper stickers that say, peace through superior firepower. And I think that speaks to deterrence.
Sure.
What you don't want to do is let a bully, have the upper hand. And so you've got to slap them down sometimes. I mean, think about, Ron, you remember being in sixth grade and, you get in a fist fight with somebody.
Sure.
What happened afterwards? You're always best friends afterwards, right? Sometimes that bully needs to be knocked down. And so I do believe in deterrence, so you have to speak as if, if you don't have the intention, you got to speak as if, you're willing to punch somebody in the nose. Now that is not, I'm a big believer in trying to de-escalate situations,
sure.
But most of the bullies in the world don't think rationally like we do.
Right.
Now, I am not the most well-traveled person. I have been to about 40-some different countries in the world. I still believe that we are the greatest country in the world. There are a lot of nut jobs out there running these countries. And so we've got to, be willing to have a heavy hand from time to time.
And I think, I don't know. I'm just a lay observer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. When we saw that what happened with our men on the net, in the Navy, by us not doing anything, then we saw planes going over destroyers. Is there a conflict there? Right? I mean,
well, listen, and then to apologize for our role there. Listen, there are a lot of things that I agree with this president, our current president, President Obama, about. I was telling you off air that if I had an opportunity to go to the White House, it would be one of the few occasions I'd put a tie on to walk into the Oval Office and shake our president's hand. And I don't care whether it's a man, woman, what color they are, what sexual orientation, because I respect the office.
Sure.
But I do think that our president has done stepped in it a few times by speaking out before he had all the information, because the bully pulpit is a very powerful thing and we sometimes underestimate it, because the truth is most of our populace is uninformed and we do want our population, right, to trust our president.
Sure.
Right. And so when the president steps out and says, hey, the police shouldn't have done that and the information's not out yet, it turns out when you look at the video cameras, it comes down that, well, the police actually acted appropriately. Well, the president has all of a sudden just swayed a lion's share of the population.
And that might be where the biggest issues are. It goes back to what we were talking about in the last segment about leadership, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Some of these things that are going on with the police, we need our police. They're great individuals in most instances. Now, there's probably 1 or 2% maybe that are troubled individuals.
Right.
But I would certainly suggest that more often than not, they're doing their job. They're doing it darn well. They're doing something that most people don't want
to
be doing.
Listen, I've been to several countries in Africa. I've been to the Middle East. I've been to Central America. And a lot of the, quote, police forces there have no problem, you know, chopping hands off, putting a hood over your head and taking you and away. Listen, it's not that bad here in this country. Yes, there is police brutality, no doubt about it. As you said, there are some bad apples out there. But most are not that way. And most are good-hearted people who do want to serve. And the statistics show it. When you really look at statistics honestly, we've got some good people. But, you know, any numbers can be manipulated as well.
Well, and I've said this many times, Larry, and it goes with military, but it also goes with our law enforcement. You and I go to work every day and do what we do. And we're not really, at the end of the day, we've got our plans of what we're going to do with our families, with our friends, with our coworkers or whatever. Every law enforcement officer that I know, and I know quite a few, their hope is that they go home at the end of the day.
Listen, the whole thing about gun violence in this country is we have pockets of really bad, nefarious stuff that's going on. When you take out gun violence, the stats in places like Detroit, Chicago, and a couple other places, when you take those elements out of it, we have some of the lowest violent gun rates in the world, right? But we have some pockets that are an absolute mess. And I wouldn't want to live there. I want to raise my kids in some parts of Detroit or some parts of Chicago.
Sure. And you know something? Nobody talks about that. You're the first person I've heard that's come up with that. I mean, we hear about how bad Chicago is and how many people have been killed there. But nobody talks about, let's look at those stats and see what they look like if we take those pockets out of the statistics.
Yeah.
The U.S. is X, and the U.S. minus Chicago and Detroit is Y.
Yeah,
but that would be pretty fascinating. Yeah. Let's talk about some other stuff. We got a couple new books coming out.
I do, and it's, you know, part of their laughing here already because it's part parody but part manifesto.
Okay.
All right, and they're called Everything the GOP Knows About Leading the Country and Everything the Dems Know About Leading the Country. And it's got some great quotes from both living and legendary political luminaries who talk about how to effectively lead. And it's got a manifesto in there for me. And it's basically a call to action about begging our citizenry to step into the leadership gap that I see in the country. And then each chapter is dedicated to a cabinet position, whether it's Treasury or Homeland Security or Veterans Affairs. And then that chapter is blank. Because I do think that as I said earlier, our politicians no longer lead, and they're too willing to put party over country and to make the hard decisions over the easy wrong. And that scares me. Somewhere along the line, we've got our political leaders have started to think that because I'm a Republican or I'm a Democrat, I can't work with somebody across the aisle just because. And that is so wrong. I mean, I know some very diehard conservative Republicans. I know some very liberal Democrats. But there are things when they get honest that they can't agree with somebody from across the aisle.
That doesn't make the news.
No, it doesn't make the news. And that is the sad part of it. But I think that we need to listen. These politicians want some airtime.
Sure.
They need to raise their hand and say, listen, this is not how Washington has to be. Right. And I don't know why they don't do it. It might be they don't have the, as I said, courage of their convictions to get out there and get on air and talk about this stuff. But the truth is, I mean, it's one of the reasons why. Like him or not, John Kasich, I think, was willing to reach his hand across the aisle and work with Democrats. And he, for a long time, in my humble opinion, would look like the only grown-up on the stage at some of these Republican debates, right?
I think the strategic error he made was he just waited way too long to get in the game.
I agree.
I mean, because I told people before he ever announced that I would have loved to see him. He was in a swing state, so you knew he had to work on both sides. He had a great success record.
Yeah.
And before we go to break, I want to share one quick story with you. I actually got the opportunity one time to go to an event where Bill Clinton was speaking on the same stage with Bob Dole.
Mm.
And they actually came out and said exactly what you just said, is that you'd be surprised how often we agree on things, but that doesn't make the news. And it's a shame, because then those people that just look at the sensationalism, they think that nobody gets along, but they're really getting along more often than not. We're going to talk more about that, more about the books. How do we get them? Hotel Impossible. We've got to cover that still when we come back as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, ronsiegelradio.com, the archives have the audio, and you can find us on iTunes as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back, Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Yes, I've said this before. They make the best trust I have seen, and I've seen lots of trusts, wills, powers of attorney. And on top of that, they're inexpensive. And if you are a listener of Ron Siegel Radio, obviously you are, text RSR Gift Bag, RSR Gift Bag to 79564, about $1,000 of gifts in the gift bag. One of them is a 25% discount on a trust from Heritage Financial Services. Check it out if you haven't got a trust. you need one. And one of the things they're doing for all of our listeners is they do a trust review every year for no charge for you. Great service. Check it out. Five easy steps to get control of your finances. Number one, evaluate your income. Wow, sounds like we're getting toward a budget, doesn't it? Calculate your expenses. Trim the fat. I hate when I come up with that one every time. It makes me a little nervous. Pay yourself. That means put some money aside for savings and stick to it. Stick to that budget. Figure out where you're going and stick to the budget. Helps a lot. Those are just a few easy steps. If you want, I can post the whole report on Ron Siegel Radio, and we get that information to you. Just again, word on what segment brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. Get that 25% discount off of the trust, and there's about $1,000 worth of other goodies in the gift bag. So, in chatting with Larry Button this morning, we're talking about the books coming out. So, how do we get a hold of your books?
So you're the first person I've even talked to publicly about this. So they're going to be published November 1st. You'll be able to go to Amazon.com. At that point, I think that the pages are being developed right now.
The blank ones are the ones that have stuff on
them. I mean, the actual Amazon sales pages.
I think
the publisher is getting those up right now. But you can go to LarryBroughton.me.
Okay.
If you want to go to Amazon, you can go to my Yougozi website. That's Yoogozi.com. But they're going to be just really fun gift books. I mean, the holidays are coming up. And, you know, and so you can give, you know, if you've got a fun, open-minded Republican conservative, you can give the GOP one. But if you really want to get the Democratic one. But there's fun books. And like I said, but there is a serious manifesto in there, a call to action. They're going to be fine.
You know something I love? That's kind of the fun stuff is when you get to learn something and have a good time at the same time.
Yeah.
And especially because when you're talking about the holidays and giving these for the holidays, I think some people may almost be recovered from the silly season by
then. Well, that's what I'm hoping. Listen, I've got you know, my own mastermind group, and I've got mentors myself, and they were saying, hey, get this thing out earlier in the year. And I was like, there's just too much negativity out there right now, and I don't want to feed in to that.
Right.
You know, I'd rather have positivity. That's why I just want to make it lighthearted and fun. And you're right. Hopefully, you know, as we head into the holiday season, we can get past the silliness and the angst that a lot of us are feeling right now.
Yeah, that's the big beauty of our country, I think, right? I mean, we can all hopefully argue back and forth. Most of us don't even know what we're talking about with regard to the politicians.
Yes.
And we've all got our own opinions. Everyone's trying to sway everybody else. I watch social media where people think they're going to sway somebody else's opinion by posting or by debating, and it's not going to happen. But hopefully November 9th, we see a country come together and we'll get some sort of leadership.
I am hopeful of the same thing. I'm not that optimistic any longer. You know, I recall vividly, like probably you and most of our listeners, how we came together after 9/11. And
right.
I literally, there were days where I just cried because I felt so much pride for our country that we had finally been able to pull it together. But sadly, that didn't last for very long.
We have a short memory in our country.
We do have a short memory in our country. And that safety breeds that, though.
You know, that's a good point because, you know, the biggest thing that we find is people remember pain. They work towards solving pain. Mm. And it's a shame that we can't work towards, you know, improving good.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm a big believer that we have to flush the negativity out of our own brains. And so I think that's one of the requirements of leaders. Leaders need to be out there speaking positively, inspiring us, telling us how life could be and should be. You know, living an aspirational life is powerful. I mean, they've shown it with studies from people who are going through cancer treatments, for crying out loud. You know, those people who have a positive view on life have a higher survival rate than those people who, you know, have a kind of a victim's mentality. Well, our leaders need to be out there on the stage in front of that pulpit talking about how great we are. And I think it's one of the reasons why Trump is resonating with people. Now, there are some negativity. Listen, the guy has put his foot in his mouth more times than I can count. But I do think that the message, make America great,
sure,
again, does resonate with a lot of people. And when you're talking there, when most people are getting their news from social media memes, we're in a sad state of affairs.
Right, that is. I mean, because, you know, I study every morning quite a bit, right? I mean, to do what we do on radio,
yeah.
You know, and you've done a lot of TV. Yeah. I don't know what your statistics are. The numbers that I've been told on radio is we figure 3 hours of uptime for every hour of airtime.
But same thing. Yeah.
Same thing. So you're out there, and you can't just study going to CNN or MSNBC or Fox or any. You have to go to all of them now.
That's right.
So trying to get it from a meme doesn't really work.
Yeah. Well, you and I are professionals, and we put that much time into it, and I still feel ill-prepared.
Right.
Right. Most people are just trying to learn enough information to sound smart. And so they throw out a social media meme that they saw recently, and that's pretty scary. But I think it does speak to our education system as well. We don't talk about stuff in schools. And I'm embarrassed to even say this, but it's true. When I graduated high school, I went in the military. I didn't even know where Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua was until a buddy of mine was. You know,
Did you know where Aleppo was?
I didn't know where Aleppo was then. I do now. Yeah. But I remember a buddy of mine, Tony Nicholson, kneeling down in the sands in the hills of North Carolina and drawing out the map of Central America. And all of a sudden, he challenged me, because just read the newspapers for 7 days, commit to it. And he said, it's like a story will be revealed to you. And once I committed to that and I started learning some of the basics, then I really got intrigued. But we are so intimidated by geography and, you know, public policy in this country, in schools, that I just think that we are raising, and not just the current generation, multiple generations of idiots.
It's a shame, and I concur with you completely. Our schools have gotten to a point that they want to be politically correct instead of, I mean, when you talk to me, I look at it and say, when you talk about that there's a problem with the Confederate flag, right? That is history.
Right.
We shouldn't be trying to change history, because whether you agree with it or disagree with it, I mean, there was a lot of poor things that were going on then.
Absolutely.
But it was part of the U.S. history.
That's right. Yeah.
Right. And we want to make sure that our kids learn that.
Well, here's the thing. I completely agree with you, by the way. What we need to do is offer grace to people and to our own selves. Right. And just accept that every country has had its flaws. Right. And we have to accept the greatness of this country, as well as the warts that we got. It. When we try to erase the negative part of our history, we're going to repeat the damn thing.
Right.
I'm sorry, but we are. It's better that we know of our flaws. You know, no one, very few people that I know nowadays in this country would say slavery was a great thing.
Right. Exactly.
For this country, but it absolutely was part of our history, and we need to know it.
Sure.
Right? And that's also true about the history of our both allies and our enemies.
Well, you know, so let's take one step further. We don't have a whole lot of time, Larry, because we look forward. You and I were chatting a little bit, and the history and the genius of the founders of our country, the Constitution.
Brilliant.
You start looking and you wonder about the idea of our politicians getting back to being a certain leader, right? And maybe if we got rid of the money from politics, you know, and share your thoughts on term limits and things like that.
Well, so I was in the military. I got very interested in public policy and foreign policy and thought that I wanted to, you know, get into the political arena, either in State Department or elected office. And this is years ago. And so I was going to school. I did a term paper on term limits. I agree with term limits. I, however, think that term limits is only one aspect of the cure. The other one is, I think that we need to change terms of office. My personal opinion is that we ought to change our presidency to a one-term presidency, but make it for 6 years. I think that senators ought to have an 8-year term, and I think that congressmen or congresspeople have a 4-year term rather than a 2-year term. If you have term limits, it's going to take a year and a half just to learn the office.
Sure.
Right? And then obviously you would alternate, you know, certain the number of seats in the House and Senate so that you don't have a complete new class every year. But that would take a lot of the campaigning. Now you can run, I would say you can run for president more than once, but not back to back.
And you know, so you look at that and you say, oh, boy, that would make a lot of sense, because we're starting to get rid of – where the elected officials are working toward their next reelection,
yeah,
as opposed to creating some great policy for us. Great information.
Yeah, well, when you consider we got about 10% popularity rating, approval rating of our congress people, but they keep getting reelected, something up.
Exactly. I think we're missing something there. Great information, as always. We certainly appreciate Larry Broughton when your time, when you can stop by with us and join us, always bringing us some great great commentary, great thought, great inspiration. Be sure to set that radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio. We only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk next time on Ron Siegel Radio.